Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When I asked the Episcopal Bishop of Liberia what was the greatest problem facing families in his country, he immediately responded, "Unfaithfulness in marriage in at least 90% of our homes." The bishop gave me a straightforward answer, untainted with excuses or justification. He could well have said, "You know, we really can't help what's happening here. It's our culture." Or he could have said, "Our problems here are the result of the media and the role models which have been imported. The rest of the world is destroying us here." No, he faced the issue head on as he acknowledged that unfaithfulness in marriage destroys the family unit. No group of people, however, has a corner on the scarlet sin of adultery, as writer Nathaniel Hawthorne described it years ago. It is the problem of every race, culture, and group of people in the world. From the mansions of the great to the humble cottages of the poor, unfaithfulness in marriage destroys relationships and condemns the home to destruction. Is it any wonder that the writer of Proverbs, probably King Solomon, who learned a lot about women and relationships the hard way, wrote, "Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. A man who commits adultery lacks judgment." He destroys himself, said Solomon, and he destroys his family at the same time. How destructive is adultery today? "The fallout from affairs is not as much fun as the fling," said Sandra Liebrum, director of the Center for Sexual and Relational Health at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. "When affairs come to light, the damage to the relationship is quite substantial. It can take months and even years to lessen the toxic effect of disbelief, anger, hurt, and betrayal, and even then, it's not totally gone. And once you satisfy the itch, it reoccurs," Liebrum says. According to the Associate Press Journal of Marital and Family Therapy, only 31% of marriages last after an affair has been discovered or admitted. No matter how free or progressive we think we may be, sharing a spouse with anyone is more than most people can handle. Interested in knowing how God views adultery? "You shall not commit adultery," he wrote as the seventh commandment. He hates it. Infidelity alters both human relationships and the relationship between the adulterer and God himself. But you say, "Why does he not accept my worship?" Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. God places the lonely in families, says Psalm 68. He wanted much more of us than to just leave our neighbor's spouse alone. He made us. He knows human nature far better than we do ourselves. And he knows that adultery destroys people and destroys family, the safe place he designed for people to flourish. With a changing culture and society, our moral values have changed. But God's view of adultery has never changed. If you're tempted, friend, get a grip on yourself. If your marriage has gone stale, get help. Remember, it destroys relationships.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.